Well, it's good to see your wife. Stand up.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll do roll call. Mayor Perkins.
Yeah.
Trustee Murphy. Trustee Chatterton.
Yeah, I think I'm here.
Trustee Youngman.
Here.
Trustee Harvey.
Here.
And then we have Mr. Perkins, E.O. Hamaker, Mr. Sherrible, Sue Hilbritter, and Mr. Baxter. Paul, do we have anybody on Zoom? Not currently. Okay. Thank you.
We've got the minutes from last month.
I'll make a motion that we accept them.
Second that motion.
Read them. I didn't see anything.
I forward you any notations that I've received, and I keep you informed that way. I did receive them. New York Water Rights and Regulations session online Friday, April 28th, if anyone is interested in that information. Half Moon Education, architects, landscape architects, floodplain managers. So that information is here if you're interested. Heroes United, United Way of Greater Oswego, our local heroes and community volunteers. A leadership giving luncheon. Wednesday, March 22nd, 12 to 1 at the Elks Club, if anyone is interested as well. And we get this every year. You Dig New York invites you to join us. Annual business meeting luncheon, 10 a.m. And again, if you're interested, this information is available. It's virtual or in person on Friday, April 14th for registration. And then joining at 10 o'clock for the session. So that's about the only communications that were not emailed, were made available for anyone that was interested. Going on, let's see. Legislator Holtz isn't with us, so we'll go on to Paul.
Thank you. My recording in front of you. The Otago Commission webinar on knowledge transfer took place on Tuesday, February 28th. Thanks to the webinar slide deck, recording, and position knowledge inventory are available on the Otago website. The Otago Commission has a newspaper out with an analysis of the 2020 U.S. Census. Available on the website on that one. The Northern Forest Center is offering grants of $2,500 to volunteer-led organizations working to increase local participation in outdoor recreation in Northern Forest communities. Proposals are due March 31st. Now, I should mention on this, let me know if you're interested in this as a possibility for those. I have a copy of the write-up here for you. It goes into further detail about what the grant is about. To be honest, you're probably tight. It's really impossible to get the grant in for this time because it's already, less than to have it. But the key point there is I want you to be aware of the opportunity, the possibility of this grant, because if it's something you're interested in, a lot of these grants roll around on an annual basis. And if it's something that sounds like it might be of interest or worth pursuing, we can spend the next 12 months getting ready so when it rolls around next March, we're ready with this submission. So just want to get that information to you if it did fit either you or some community group that you're aware of that might be able to take advantage of such a grant. There were two little things I wanted to mention. I remember at least one of them. The thing I can remember that I wanted to mention to you is that I'm in the process of getting an additional associate, which would be somebody to help me with meeting coverage primarily, where if I can't make it or I need to be somewhere else, I can send them to present in my place and listen to the meeting and bring back any concerns that you have. So I've had Vern Sundet, who I think many of you have met. But this gives me this additional person to call because Vern isn't always available when I call him for that particular night. And there is the nature of a contractor relationship where we ask them to do something, but they're not an employee. I can't order them to do it. So if they're not available, it's nice to have another number to call. The other advantage for the additional person I'm bringing on is Vern lives in West Monroe. This person is on the northern part of the area that I work with. So that could work out sometimes as well. So, and I remember something I wanted to mention. I'm doing some office cleaning. If there's anybody who doesn't have a Tugdo padfolio, a little notepad in there.
No, that one doesn't have a pad.
Check and see if you can find one of those. anyway, if anybody would like one of those who doesn't have one, I'd be happy to give you one. So I guess you can.
I don't have one.
I've got one. Thank you.
Which one do you want?
I think the blue one.
Blue one. There you go. Is anybody else interested?
I think I got one. One.
Yeah. Is anybody else interested?
I have one.
Got one?
Okay.
Thank you.
Blue or black? There you go. That's all I have for you for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll make a motion. We accept Paul's report.
Let's give it so that I'm a second hog over here. So
all right, our codes officer.
In the month of February, I continued to level 3 state report for the town and the village. I've been in contact with the DC and the health department regarding 3028 West Main Street about their inspections that they have done in the health department letters and in my report. The owners are trying to evict the tenants. I also have attended the 24-hour in service training during the month of February. I have several office meetings with residents and contractors throughout the month. I've been busy with permits and inspections all month. I also have been busy closing out fire years inspections. Building permit 7, fire inspection 7, property permit expired letters 5, closed permits 16, violation 3, complaints 3, 1 structure 5. In the month of February, $2,966 in permits.
You have $1 down to Dollar General today or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it that house back? Still dripping?
Is somebody missing one of those?
Yep, that's where it went. Thank you. No, you're fine. When I handed them all, they must have crossed them.
Ooh.
All right. Questions or comments? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Right, is there a second?
I second that motion.
All right, all in favor? Aye. All right. The next group is Camden. Before we go on, I have a memo here from the Oswego County Mayors and Supervisors. They'll have a joint dinner meeting, and I should put this under communications. I'll just tell them the paper now. The facilities. Excuse me, Matt Horn, Mike, and Nolo. Promise to have an interest for everyone to take back to the community, sharing Micron and its future impact on Oswego County. So if anyone is interested, the date is March 22nd, Wednesday at the Tailwater Lodge. But they'll need reservations to contact Mud Murphy. And I've got the phone number or text if you're interested. It might be something that you personally are interested in or just the welfare of our community and yourself. What's going on, be knowledgeable of that. It's available. And the Conference of Mayors for Oswego County at the Tailwater. All right, continuing. Camden Group, Ken.
About 89,000 gallons per day through the plant. We did have a peak of 356,000 gallons. We did have an effluent soluble solids violation. Heavier days took care of it. reported it to the DEC. And we also had a couple of callbacks due to low temperatures in some of the lift stations. We had a couple of really cold, windy days in February, and the wind was just whipping right into the station, and it caused us to get some call outs. So we tried to put some more insulation in there, and I think we took care of it. The first time you get the call, you're like, well, what? Then after oh, okay, I get it. Lots of wind. So that's about that. One of the things I wanted to call your attention to, just so you have an understanding. If we go down to the little box area, probably on page 2, there you go. You see how your average daily flow, your permit is 0.140 and your actual is 0.089. We're only running half the plant. So your flow, your design flow is actually 0.07 because we're only running half the plant because the other half of the plant is not usable. That's why we're trying to get the upgrade and the money and all that. So we're actually a 70,000 gallon a day plant. We averaged 89,000 gallons a day. And then we have that high day, which caused us some heartache at 365,000 gallons, which is a little over four times what we can theoretically handle. So it just occurred to me when I was looking at it, I should explain that to you.
I think that's all I've got.
Okay. the north tank is still operating decent.
Yes. It's just that it can't handle 365.
No, I realize that.
Yes, no, it's operating decent.
So how are we doing on grants and stuff like that?
We're
going to have to do something because I'm afraid that the north one's going to go.
Right.
And the south one is, we're going to have to do a repair on one or the other.
So
depends on what it is.
We have an approved design from the DEC to Ian. So now we can take that and try again.
Okay, fine. I'm just curious.
Yep.
I hate to sit there and won't be able to flush it.
No, that won't be good. So we will try yet again.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, when you say yet again, is that in regards to the wheel?
That's grant? In regards to everything.
Everything. Okay.
Yeah, we're just trying again.
But nothing becomes available until the fall?
Correct.
So no decisions will be made and we won't get any answers until another year has passed.
Correct. So we've got to try to limp along and hope for another year. And then, right, luckily Ian's got the design essentially done and approved. So as soon as we get, we got something, then we can go out to bid. But that's not going to be until this time next year.
Right.
You know, if everything goes well.
I'll make a motion that we accept this report.
Okay. In favor?
Okay.
All right. We met on Monday and discussed the contract. And I think that looks like things are ready to go with that. So we can get that signed and put behind us, which would be good.
I got a pen. Did have one question. Just with the difference between last year and or like the July 2020 contract and the July 2023 contract, it jumped up 8.95%, like your monthly, your base fee. So I was just wondering. I was just wondering a little clarification on that, because I know like once the contract signed, it looked like 3%, the consumer price index is kind of the guide as far as increased rates.
Yep.
But since we weren't locked in last year, is that
so
inflation?
Yeah. So over the last 2 years, so it was since 2020, right? I kept it the same or something.
Yeah, you kept it the same there for a while.
So we had we were up to 11% CPI at one point, just shy of 11% and a 9%. Now we're back down to 6%, which is fairly reasonable.
Gotcha.
And the other thing that's happened, just so you understand, is in our industry, there are no certified operators. I am paying crazy money for people that literally, I will give you an idea. I mean, somebody that that I might have been paying $20 an hour for before COVID, I'm now paying $35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just because supply and demand.
Yeah.
There are no operators.
Gotcha.
They've retired.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really so we went up our rates went up significantly more. So I was just actually I was when I sent this out, I knew this question was gonna come.
Yeah.
I was figuring out. So if we were to price this today under our pricing model, if you were a brand new client that I didn't have 15 years of history with, I would be coming in at about 71,000.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. So then once we sign lock in on the contract, then things are the same for 5 years, just out of curiosity.
So then we go by the CPI.
The CPI, then it'll be tied to that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Right. And hopefully CPI is.
Yeah, and hopefully some more people will go to school for this, right? Get their certifications.
I'm trying. You got any young
people?
Help
the labor market.
Yes, let me know because it's a great field.
Yeah, I think
it's recession proof.
You've got to advertise that you guys keep the smell under wraps a little way. You know, I think people don't get into it because they're like, I couldn't deal with that all day. But you know, that's what the plant's all about. Is
they
treat it.
I don't know why they can. I mean,
and wear a mask if you have to.
Yeah. What do they do for recruitment or for getting new ones in? Is there?
So we have been we've been going to BOCES and ESF. We actually starting to get a lot of people from ESF. Folks that don't want to become engineers but want to be in the environmental sector, and we've been doing internships with Oswego and ESF and Syracuse with the college kids. So I've gotten involved with the environmental instructors and those kind of bringing in those who want a good career but don't want to be an engineer. And there are some, believe it or not, that like I don't feel like sitting behind the desk. I want to be out in the field. We got a great guy that's been working with us for the past 2 years, and he's graduating from ESF this year. He's coming on board with us.
You have to have degrees to be in that
capacity? Don't have to have a degree. You can have,
just have, to have training.
High school education. Mm-hmm. You can get trained. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. Really good field. I'm hiring a lot of people right now. Being like
high school.
I'll keep an ear out.
What's high school?
Got to have a high school education or GED.
All right, and then we had the discussion previously for the North Railroad sewer line across the road, mm-hmm. and I think we need some direction or language to that, and then that project can move ahead and be accomplished.
As far as the gentleman,
yeah,
he wants to go underground.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Yeah, because he said that's the only place that two guys said he could go.
Okay, so all right, I'll write that up for you.
Okay.
And
one thing he's, I don't know if there's a cable up to there or not.
He'll have to have it marked out.
Well, yeah,
and he'll have to hire somebody to go under the road.
Yeah, I don't think he has the equipment.
Yeah, but Syracuse. We usually use in the other places we use Syracuse Utilities. They do a lot of it, but I'm sure there's other people there just locally.
Mm-hmm. So,
I'll write you up something.
Now, do you need to tell him where he has to go under the road?
Probably we should guide him, yes.
Okay.
That was our
specifics and parameters to work with him, and then
he
can.
You want to in a certain spot, you probably should show him.
Yeah. Yeah. So we know.
That's funny. Common sense.
Where we want him to land it. Okay.
All right, very good. Mm-hmm.
So when he starts digging, he's not going to hit no sewer pipes, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right.
I think that was his biggest worry was that.
And while we're there, how's Tom doing? Is he back to work and everything?
He's back to work.
He's going good then?
He's doing well.
That's good.
I think just by the end of the day, he's tired. So.
Right.
But no, he's out there. He's out there doing it.
All right, good. All right, continuing presentation activities committee with Tasia's got some information to share with us.
All right,
sounds good.
I didn't pick one up at the beginning. Calendar. So, what I've been doing since we opened back up the gym is I keep a calendar. This is posted online. And it's available to whoever's following online. At some point, I'd like to work with Paul to somehow do this on the website. We talked about it previously, but we never got to it. And that's okay. So March is on the front, April's on the back. This is all that's currently on the schedule. With the gym being opened, we're getting more and more requests for activities and groups coming in and all that good stuff. I would like to propose a committee as part of the village to better assist with this. I'll run it, that's fine. But I would like other committee members to help kind of work on the times and things for what people are gonna be here so it doesn't all land on me. And we have had people express interest, especially if we're gonna add in stuff for seniors and younger kids, homeschool groups, all that kind of stuff. So the community has kind of made it known that they want to be more involved. They just have to be able to use the space. So the thought was we may kind of as a better income for the village, because we're going to be using the building, there's extra expenses, all that good stuff, that there would be like a monthly due or a yearly due or things like that possible. And this would not fall under CARP. There have been a couple questions of that because this is above and beyond what CARP is responsible for. And this would be completely run through us as a committee. And if a board member needs to be on that committee, that's fine as well. But we want to keep this going because, like I said, there's been more and more interest all the time to use the building.
Oh, great committee. I mean, we were talking about getting the community more involved in
well, it gives the building better, more utilization. We got a gym there that hardly gets used now.
And
the more people here, the more that's communication is going to go out too. Because read the bulletin and all that.
Oh, is that what they call themselves now?
Yes.
That's total chaos.
Yep, total chaos. Yeah. So
I had to come in and bug them.
That would also mean that the committee would collect the dues, submit them to the village. We would also be the ones responsible for getting all the insurance paperwork or waivers or whatever was needed. That would all be done by the committee, and that would no longer fall on the village clerk.
Because a lot of this is what is deterring from the clerk's responsibilities, right?
Yeah.
And the scheduling and doing all that paperwork along, whereas this is separate from the clerk's responsibilities. Right.
Yeah. Sounds like a great plan. So we got a couple of people you said already interested in being part of the committee.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. And then they could spread the word. I can only take so much at once, Neil. But I mean, you're retired, right?
Cool.
Committee sounds like something good. Get you out of the house.
For me, Neil.
Yeah.
I might consider that.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to think about that.
Okay.
What you got next?
All right, very good. Let's see. Oki Bank update.
So I talked to Leon today. We now have all the lights upstairs are working. We have lights downstairs finally in the basement that are working. Brock was there last week. He replaced the well pump. We ended up having to get a new pressure tank. We replaced the thermostat and the hot water heater. So now there's
basically
water.
We replaced all the water system.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Hot water, the compressor, the tank. Mm-hmm. Did he do any new plumbing down there too?
No new plumbing.
Okay, I was just asking.
Nope.
What did they do with the counter space that was in there?
The teller line was taken out.
Okay, did they take it to the dump?
I don't know what Leon did with it.
He probably got it in his garage.
It was in pretty rough shape. My guess is it went to the dump.
Couldn't convert it to a bar.
The existing steel wall is still there. It was sheetrocked in.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Continuing. Are there anything else for the old business?
Old business other. I guess that would be me.
Okay.
All right. So I've been working on securing for the server installation project that we're applying for the grant. Working on getting other quotes. So I've got a quote here so far, one, and I've been working on the other one, but I had a meeting with Dan Engels. He's highly recommended, my biggest client. He's been using them for years. And so I went over all the details, had a long meeting with them, and we're actually looking at doing an upgrade from the initial plan to run the actual Windows Server instead, because you could set up a network and a server setup with Windows 10, but with Windows Server, it gives you the option to create domains, which would, as domains, essentially, it's a group of workstations. So we'd have like the village would be one domain. And then if the town wanted to, you know, share the same server down the road or right from the start and split the costs, then the town could have a separate domain. That way, they wouldn't have access to the village files and vice versa. Everything would be confidential and secure. And so his quote actually includes the setup and the migration of the data. So right now you got data stored locally on each of your computers. Mm-hmm. And he'll migrate all that over to the server and then actually train you guys too on like how to, you know, save stuff to the server and access it and everything. And it also includes two weeks afterwards, he'll come and take care of any issues that you guys have.
Okay.
And and a really powerful battery backup. So if the power goes out, it'll give you 15-20 minutes to
close it out,
to save everything you're working on, close down all the computers and the server and everything before the battery backup would run out. Okay. That way, and surge protector and everything, that way it protects all the equipment and all your data. So that quote gives a great rate. His quote came in at $2,938.68, which is around half of the initial one there. So we got a high one. We got another one here, which he's great. I mean, he's very knowledgeable. He works for works for a huge web company where he's working like practically full time managing their databases and their all of their stuff. So. Our server would be, easy, real easy for.
Now, what about backup to the server, though, that's not including anything off-site?
Correct? No, so we could opt for software, basically, that would do it. So this is going to have recurring backup each. So with it's a RAID system, they call it, RAID or server. So if any one of the hard drives fails, you can just pull it out, pop another one in, it's backed up automatically to two other drives. Mm-hmm. All the data, or it's going to have backup set up from all the personal computers to mm-hmm. the hard drive. So basically, we could still get the online backup. The thing is, with a RAID setup like this, it's not as necessary, because if you'd have to have complete like equipment, that you'd have to, like, all the hard drives would kind of have to go bad.
Right.
And as long as you replace one. When one goes down, we call and we get the new one put in and everything. Then the recurring redundancies of backup. But we could always look into an online service as well as that. It would just take the server and then back that up, and that would just be a software he could load up easily.
With the fire chief sitting to your left, you have to consider the possibility of fire.
Mm-hmm. Fire too. Yeah.
If fire hits.
Right, because like the archival
this is true.
Would all have to be backed up off-site in case of fire.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I just didn't work that up because I wanted to.
Right, that's fine.
Wanted to get a baseline and then see what our needs were from there. But I will look into it. And that's I don't think that would be too much more. But that wouldn't be like part of the quote, though. Essentially, I was just getting the installation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then that would be a recurring charge down the road.
Right.
Yep. And he has none of that. Like, he'll come and do service, emergency service or whatever. He'll just charge his hourly rate, which is $80 an hour. So it's actually way lower than the average for the Syracuse area. Then I also have another one lined up with Tom Chick, who actually does Camden Group and the Village of Camden's. He does their server work. He's actually in the middle of one of his clients had a big crisis yesterday with the storm. I think they had some. So we had to postpone our meeting to go over, and he's going to work up a quote for us as well. Okay, so that's that, and I'll work on getting at least one more, maybe another beyond that, depending on, I got one more person I plan to reach out to.
And none of this we have at the present time, or is this to
no right now
what we have
right now? From my understanding is that, I mean, well, you have a network with a, you know, a basic network set up with a router connecting all the computers to the internet, and then your data is stored on each individual computer. So when that computer fails, then there's no backup at all. I mean, you could always try to recover the data off the drive, but you know, there's no guarantee. So with the whole data management, if we're working on starting to archive everything, you know, go from paper to digital, server is going to be a necessity. But yeah, I will also shop around for online backup software, because that is something that we absolutely would want to have set up after the installation.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you for that.
Yep, absolutely. And then next thing, or the other thing, was the New York class, which Paul had brought it to my attention. There was on one of our meeting agendas. So I looked into that, and yeah, they've got great rates. I mean, I went back for a ways. You know, they fluctuates. You know, depending on the you know, economic conditions and everything. But they're, you know, they work with an actively managed investment tool, like. They focus on municipalities and public funds, and they still provide liquidity. So it's not like putting money in the stock market when, oh, the, you know, investments are down or whatever. You can't. So they give you the liquidity, but the rates, I mean, right now the rate's 4.47%, and that's really high. I mean, it's right up there with the high yield savings. And I did a quick search on high yield savings. I couldn't find any that worked with municipalities. So I have like a personal high yield savings, but I don't know if that's like a product that the banks offer for a municipality. I'd have to look further into that regard. But you know, this New York class seems to be tailored right to municipalities. And a quick search I saw, it looked like a Village Manlius might use them, and Canandaigua, and other villages.
The town of Parrish is looking into it as well.
The town is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because the money in the CD, I mean, it's just sitting there, it's not making a whole lot of interest. And I mean, this, and that's even less. I mean, what is it? One's a 60, one's a 90 there or something. So there's less liquidity there. We wouldn't be able to just pull that money out in the middle of that term. I don't have an absolute, I would have to do more research to find out like what the terms as far as it's advertised liquidity. So I'm thinking you don't have to lock it in for that amount of time that you could. I mean, I know it said that, you know, deposits you could do on a daily basis. And so I have to follow up to look at the withdrawal terms and such. But it looks like it might be a good option. I know a couple of them are expiring soon. So. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Well, that's all I got. I'll give another update.
Good. Thank you.
Yipper.
All right. Moving on to new. Anyone else for other business under old? All right. Going on to new business or election information. We've got a election coming up on Tuesday, and we're ready to roll on that. We have inspectors lined up.
Yes, so we do need to talk about that.
Okay.
We originally back in January had Pat Lewis and Pat Seferati lined up. However, I never got actual confirmation from Pat Lewis. So I had to go find another inspector, which I just took care of a little over a week ago.
You just took her to the hospital the other day. So.
Did you? Okay. That's everybody had said that's not like her to not get back. So I kind of figured something was going on. So Robin Bryant, who was an election inspector last year, has offered to step in. However, she will be a few hours late due to an appointment she cannot change. So Lori Bolster has offered to step in for 2 or 3 hours at the beginning of election.
She an inspector?
Yes.
Okay.
I can be an inspector anyway.
That's good.
Okay, do we need to approve that?
Or? Yes, please.
I'll make a motion. We approved
Robin and Lori.
Robin and Lori, and the second runner up, whatever you want to call her.
I guess also like
the fill in.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
No.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
That was good of them to step to the plate last minute.
And if you're speaking to people, I can get out absentee ballots right up until the day of. However, I do have to deliver them if they call me the day before on Monday, which is not an issue as long as they call before I'm gone for the day. And then they do have to have them back before the polls close at 9 p.m. on the 21st.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Right, continuing, grant writer. And this would be for the general fund.
For the, for the water we're trying to get?
It would include the
pretty
water.
Pretty much anything.
And anything under the general
fund
that we can find monies, get grants, hunt them up, search them out, wherever they might be.
Okay.
And would not include anything pertaining to the sewer. This is just under the general fund. And I think we have a sheet here that makes reference to general current or village current general fund budget for grant writer. $1,000 per year. Gone unused in the past recent 22-23 fiscal year so far, and is for grant writing only. Does not include grant writing for the sewer, which is said, which currently has $5,000 year unused so far in 22-23 fiscal year. Example being the New York State Forward Grant, which was submitted and entailed quite a bit of effort. Tasia worked on that, unpaid and last minute, that was above and beyond the clerical work that she was doing at the desk in August and September. She totals up 56 hours and then a total of 1,120 worth of work. And this kind of stuff is, the kind of work is, would fall under the title of a grant writer. Proposed project coordinator for the grant writer to include grant writing and research and writing. New York Forward, tentative the water, municipal building, two ideas for maintenance in the gym, and office upgrades. Kinds of things that would be entailing a lot of effort on any person or individual. Coordinate any project that the village is going on in the year. We've got already undergoing the old Key Bank, EV station, and both of which have entailed numerous phone calls and time consuming water, AED, tentative work ahead of us, the balcony floor, LED lighting conversion, and office server work.
I thought we already did the LTD.
You did it for street lights, right. Not for the municipal buildings.
Yeah, we did it. I thought we did a municipal building before, 4 or 5 years ago or 6 years ago, before you got in.
Could be. I don't remember the discussion within.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to figure that out then, because I know we did a lot of work here.
Within the building?
Within the building. Mm-hmm. And it costs, by the time we put the roof on and everything else, everything was cut almost in half. And I thought they included electricity, but I may be wrong.
Okay.
I'm usually
that out. Well, if Kevin was here at that time, he might be able to recall it.
Yeah, he might be able to.
Okay. Maintain the village calendar and Facebook page. Any info that the clerk or board wants to put on the Facebook page or calendar will need to be provided to the PC by EOD.
End of day on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Thursday for PC to prepare and post on the following week. Attending the village board meeting monthly to give a report to the board. All other correspondence will be done via the phone or email. attending on-site meetings for grant purposes or project meetings as needed, and a journal to be kept at all hours and tasks completed within a fiscal year for board to review each year at budget time. So with these projects and the research and time that's gone in is the allotment we've already designated $4,000 a year for the grant writer.
Yes.
And she has put a lot of effort into just that New York Forward grant.
And so we owe Tessie some extra money, right?
I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm presenting that instead of paying $4,000 a year just for a grant writer,
yeah,
you pay me $4,000 a year to do everything above the clerk's position.
Right.
Oh.
So listed here.
Yeah.
I have a problem with you making your own positions. I think we should definitely pay you for this stuff here last year.
Yeah.
I just think I have all these letters and stuff that say, we don't have any money. We don't have any money. Yes, the money is already allocated, but, you know, it's just amusing to me that, really, so you were.
So you're going to pay her, you're going to pay somebody.
Yeah, I know you're going to pay somebody.
So what's the difference?
I mean,
and you do realize everything listed here goes away when I'm done next Thursday.
I do realize that. And I know we weren't going to discuss that until executive session.
As far as the grant writing goes, like, do you have other experience doing it? Or, I mean,
anybody can do a grant. Anybody can do a grant writing. The only problem of it is you may not do it the way that.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because we were in the budget.
It doesn't.
Discussing, you know, getting a grant writer who's like, that's their job professionally. They write,
yeah, but some grant writers only write for certain grants. They would have to go someplace else or somebody else. But you can actually do your own grant writing if you want to, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go anywhere.
Doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go anywhere with a grant writer either,
right?
Yeah, we spent $15,000 in grant writers and fire company for the last 3 years and got no grant, so
right.
And that was a professional grant writer.
Yeah.
Grant writers don't guarantee.
It's a lotto. Grants are like lotto.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're
not guaranteed to win.
You're pretty familiar with grants and you feel comfortable doing them. Is there a certification for grant writers? I'm pretty unfamiliar with
a lot of grant writers, especially professional ones, have some sort of educational degree or extra certifications, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and they're all brown noses.
Yeah, I believe it. But yeah, just I guess, you know, before we spent the village's money with, you know, the hope that we could get another grant,
grant writers, you know, they're never going to tell you they're going to get you.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you they're going to try.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I would sign off, like, because for like tax preparers, there's like a course you can take, like, through H&R Block or whatever.
Yeah, and they're a crap.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it gives you the general overall. You do have experience as the clerk, but without actual grant writing experience, I mean, I agree with Jackie in a way, like, I mean, you did it before, which is great, but
I think that's something that we
talk later. Yeah, like I'm open to the idea of it, absolutely. But I'm not sure, what do we follow a process for hiring out?
Because they know, most of these grant writers know what to say and how to say it.
Yeah, the verbiage and everything.
And she knows that. That's fine.
Fill in all the fields, because if one blank, or, you know, if something's blank, then boom, it's kicked back. And
yes.
But that's the whole thing. When they're kicked back, then they tell you what you need to resubmit and come in again. And you've covered that area. So hopefully you've increased your chances of hopefully attaining that grant next time the round comes around.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Did we get the Forward grant?
No.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really the village. We definitely have to get that comes up at every budget meeting. Is we need more grants. Mm-hmm. We need to try to get every grant we can get. So if we had somebody, you know, that we had just on retainer essentially throughout the year working on each of these, that makes sense to me.
Okay.
What do we want to do? Just think on that and.
Yeah, we'll think on it.
Here we go. I would be an asset because to this person would be a patient or whomever would be closely associated with the village, knowing firsthand rather than somebody that's outside that area.
Yeah, that's just
unfamiliar.
Remoting it or whatever, getting emails, and she would actually be here going through line by line and making sure that she's familiar with everything. And so I think it sounds like a good idea.
All right, signage. I think we have a piece of paper here showing us that we have some kind of ID for the building, and at present time we have none. So this could be a magnetic sign for the front door, get the location.
Okay, so we're going to put it on. Place. We are going to put it on the front door for now.
For now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got like a magnetic one too.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is this already complete? I was wondering, I meant to say before, what about parish, village, and town hall? What about hall? Doesn't that sound cool?
No.
Well, it is the offices.
Technically, it's the gym.
Yeah,
can't we have the hall, though? What every other town and village has halls, right? Village hall or town hall or both?
That don't make any difference.
It's just a cooler name.
They just
I don't, well, this is never,
only
I
know it to be the gym if you say
anything
different. Rose is a rose.
Right.
A swamp is a swamp, no matter what they change your name.
Well, we called it the gym.
I've been here 35 years, and this place has always been called the gym.
The gym. All right.
They only know it by the gym.
The gym. Well, I don't know. We can't put that on the sign, so I guess I'll
call it the hall. Parish,
village, and town gym.
Hopefully that'll cover up that bad spot on the front door. And that's another project down the road.
Yeah, it will cover up most of it. Yeah.
That's another project down the road.
Well, to get that first and get a sign that covers it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we ordering this thing? Or?
So, yeah, I have to order it.
I make a motion that we have TZ order. No, shake your head.
We're going to have the built town paper half. They offer to enter joint.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's in that should have been in the minutes anyways, right? That they were going to pay for half.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
No, they offered it, so.
Yeah, they
not like it. We asked them.
Yep. All right, so can I get a second, please?
No second.
Thank you.
I know.
Got that in the mail, and I thought there'd be something good over at the VF. Right around that machine they got out front. Because some people would like to have their relative on a sign.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We can't put them down the street.
Well we can, because they have them.
But
yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Like that, I like that idea.
But I have to go through CARP, because if we cannot solicit people, the town cannot.
No, maybe, the town can't. But
yeah,
your hall can over there, can't you?
Well, yeah, I can take it to the. As long as we know, as long as the board is not involved, because I'm not going to be on the board anyway, so.
Well,
so I can do it. I can do it with. I can do it after that.
You can be the CARP person.
Well, yeah, I'm going to the next CARP
meeting. I know the CARP company would be interested in at least one of those, because this year John Dunn is 50 years of service in this fire in this township.
Did you mean for fire department?
Yeah.
I think I saw something in.
How long is John?
50 years.
50 years.
John Dunn.
Dunham and Pierce. How long has he been?
John Pierce. He hadn't been that long.
No. He came in after I did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. After.
Mm-hmm. I was in only for 10.
He came in after I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He must have come in when I was still in there.
89.
Yeah.
Get a younger picture of him in there to put on there.
We can put an old one
on. We'll get a picture, but I just want to mention that I would be interested for one over John. Mm-hmm. For this year.
Nice.
50 years of dedication to this township.
Mm-hmm.
We honor veteran John Dunham for fire department.
Yeah, we'll get together.
Mm-hmm. Because I think my other, I got a magazine at home that has for fire department. And police.
Somebody brought that to us last year, I think it was. I can't remember who it was. Want to know if you would be interested. I don't think it was you.
No, it wasn't me. But I was thinking about it.
Want to know if you would be interested in something like that. Mm-hmm. We did discuss it at the firehouse. And we did agree to that would be a good idea.
Yeah, that's a long time to be committed to the community and helping everyone.
Consistently,
yeah,
awesome. Too.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, if you go down to Sandy Creek and Lacona, they seem like that. They have a whole bunch of them.
Really?
And I think Central Square is doing that.
Oh,
too.
I've seen the ones in Central Square. Yeah. That's a cool idea. I like it.
If you did it with the vets to get the families involved.
Well, that's what I was.
Yeah, sponsored.
But I had to wait until.
Mm. All right. Very good. Anything else under new business? Other.
Well, that's what I was going to be under.
Okay, you're right.
Timed it perfectly then.
But we got it already, so.
All right. Continuing executive session calendar, March 18th, open house at the old Key Bank on the floor. That's this Saturday. And March 21st, election day at the gym, noon to 9 p.m. April 26th, our CART meeting, 6:30. That's here in the gym, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Meeting. 29th, the wastewater treatment plant open house. If you want to find out what's happening down there, 11 to 1.
They're not going to serve refreshments down there, are you?
No.
Were they going to do the home you said?
Old Home Day?
Yeah. It's 5th August.
Yeah, and it's going to be at the fire department, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the field.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and then June 8th is the next quarterly joint board meeting. All right, payment of bills.
You got to pay bill too.
Yeah, better.
And the first one, the total would be $13,192.23.
Oh, what was your number?
Repeat that, Norton.
$13,192.23 because it was 30 cents more.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I make a motion to accept the general fund.
And the second motion.
Okay. The sewer, $127 to $136.
$8,830.63. I'll make a motion. We pay that.
Thank you. TNA fund.
Thank you, boss.
March is $115 to $124 in the amount of $2,713.48.
I make a motion. We pay that.
$713.48.
Okay.
I second the motion.
This last one, I'm not sure what it is. SR.
That's
Salmon River.
The Salmon
River. Oh, that's Salmon River. Okay. In the amount of $75.39. I'll make a motion. We pay that. You guys are slow today.
Well, I used to jump at it so much. I wanted to be fair here tonight.
I wouldn't. Now I make a motion to adjourn.
Second that motion.
Okay. We want to discuss our resignation of our village clerk. I know, but we blow right by it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that what? Well,
no, change your mind. Because we're making another thing, right? We're gonna.
Yeah, we're gonna do next. No, basically, is it next month is when we do all that other stuff.
Organization
meeting. So she doesn't have to resign. She just has.
Oh no, I'm done on Thursday.
She's already given her.
Oh, I thought
Thursday I'm done.
Oh, I thought this was after the election or whatever. I didn't know we were.
But I'm saying, does she have to put a resignation in?
Sure, yes.
She's already did. So
right here.
Okay, so that's fine.
Oh, you guys weren't here. Okay, we
I'll make a motion. We accept her resignation. No, I'm not in favor.
Mine.
Well, I don't accept
yep.
If we can't get you to stay, I guess I'd second it. We can't force you to stay, right?
She's done more work for this village than
village
trustees. I don't know why we'd even let her.
No. Yeah, I know.
Oh, you were so yeah. I was trying to
discuss, to romance her to stand, but
trying to discuss increasing the pay for the position. Because we need to, but that was including all the, I thought this was the solution to that, because you were doing all that other stuff. I saw, I thought now with the
committee and I was willing to do all of the extra stuff, but I will not stay as a clerk.
The grant work she will do, but not that on top of the clerk.
Okay, that sounds fair to me. Well, that's why I didn't.
I would just roll with that so we can walk away. It does more work around here than
I know.
Any other village trustee or village clerk. But without even trying to at least fight for her.
I tried to hope since I got the letter, I've been coming up here bugging her to stay. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I shouldn't come up and bug her. Is that what the problem is? I come up and bug you. I think I know what the problem
is. Do we have to vote on whether we accept her resignation?
Well,
and if we don't, then what?
You're still out of
office. Yeah, I think she's resigning.
Yeah, she's going to resign anyway.
Yeah, there's probably not a voting action.
Yeah.
It's more or less she gave us our her 2 weeks notice, and that's the end of it.
And I gave you three, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, either. I was talking about at the budget meeting about raising the pay for the position because it's it's supposed to be 15 hours.
That's why her last bill requested she wanted more money, so she had a hit bit less.
Somebody had a big.
Okay, the last one did, but she shouldn't have to work more than 15. If she's getting paid for 15, it's not fair to make her work more than 15 without pay.
As a village taxpayer, I have a right to say that.
Yeah, ironically, I'm sitting next to the fire chief, and I forget about fire when I was talking about that. But yeah, that's software we can
for Micron. Okay, you can have that if you like. There's contact information. Yeah, he's got his contact down here. One Murphy, he's the past mayor and supervisor from Murphy Square.
Okay, I'm good.
I don't know if I'll be.
One more comedy, really.
I don't know. I'll keep doing the top thing as long as until somebody else comes around. Well, either way, it was good to serve with you all.
She's not nobody's other government class.